هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة قامة الصلاة قامة الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا سبحان ربنا الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده اللهم لك الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى الله أكبر
بسم الله
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
اللهم ربنا
ولك الحمد الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى الله أكبر
التحيات لله الصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك يا النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله. استغفر اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد. اللهم لا إله إلا أنت، عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اغفر لنا مغفرة من عندك وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. يا نور السماوات والأرض اهدنا سواء السبيل وأخرجنا من الظلمات إلى النور. اللهم أجرنا في مصيبتنا وأخلف لنا خيرا منها. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى، ونسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة، وفي ديننا وفي دنيانا وأهلنا ومالنا، ونسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين. اللهم آمين برحمتك يا أرحم
يحيى. Put the lights on. خير في كثير نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس ومن يفعل ذلك ابتغاء مرضات الله فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما ومن يشاكك رسولا من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوليه ما تولى ونصليه جهنم وساءت مصيرا إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا إن يدعون من دونه إلا إناثا وإن يدعون إلا شيطانا مريدا لعنه الله وقال لاتخذن من عبادك نصيبا مفروضا ولأدلنهم ولأمنينهم ولآمرنهم فليفتكن آذان الأنعام ولآمرنهم فليغيرن خلق الله ومن يتخذ الشيطان وليا من دون الله فقد خسر خسرانا مبينا أولئك
مأواهم
يعدهم ويمنيهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا أولئك مأواهم جهنم ولا يجدون عنها محيصا والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا وعد الله حقا ومن أصدق من الله قيلا ليس بأمانيكم ولا أماني أهل الكتاب من يعمل سوءا يجزى به ولا يجد له من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا ومن يعمل من الصالحات من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فأولئك يدخلون الجنة ولا يظلمون نقيرا ومن أحسن ممن أسلم وجهه لله ومن أحسن دينا ممن أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن واتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا واتخذ الله إبراهيم خليلا ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكان الله على كل شيء
بكل شيء
محيطا ويستفتونك قل الله يفتيكم في الكلالة
ويستفتونك في النساء
قل الله يفتيكم فيهن وما يتلى عليكم في الكتاب في يتامى النساء التي لا تؤتونهن
في يتامى النساء اللاتي لا تؤتونهن
وترغبون أن تنكحوهن والمستضعفين من الولدان وأن تكونوا لليتامى بالقسط وما تفعلوا من خير فإن الله كان به عليما وإن امرأة خافت من بعلها نشوزا أو إعراضا فلا جناح عليهما أن يصلحا بينهما صلحا والصلح خير وأحضرت الأنفس الشح وإن تحسنوا وتتقوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا ولن تستطيعوا أن تعدلوا بين النساء ولو حرصتم وأن تميلوا كل الميل فتذروها كالمعلق
ولن تستطيعوا أن تعدلوا
بين النساء ولو حرصتم وأن تميلوا كل الميل فتذروها كالمعلق وإن تصلحوا وتتقوا فإن الله كان غفورا رحيما وإن يتفرقا يغني الله كلا من سعته وكان الله واسعا حكيما ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله وإن تكفروا فإن لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكان الله غنيا حميدا ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا إن يشأ يذهبكم أيها الناس ويأتي بآخرين وكان الله على ذلك قديرا
فعند الله ثواب الدنيا والآخرة
وكان الله سميعا بصيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما ولا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا وإن تلووا أو تعرضوا فإن الله بما تعملون خبيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل ومن يكفر بآيات الله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا إن الذين آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم ازدادوا كفرا فلم يكن الله ليغفر لهم ولا ليهديهم سبيلا بشر المنافقين بأن لهم عذابا أليما الذين يتخذون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين أيبتغون عندهم العزة فإن العزة لله جميعا وقد نزل عليكم في الكتاب أن إذا سمعتم آيات الله يكفر بها ويستهزأ بها فلا تقعدوا معهم حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيره إن الله جامع المنافقين والكافرين في جهنم جميعا الذين يتربصون بكم فإن كان لكم فتح من الله قالوا ألم نكن معكم وإن كان للكافرين نصيب قالوا ألم نستحوذ عليكم ونمنعكم من المسلمين
من المؤمنين
فالله يحكم بينكم يوم القيامة ولن يجعل الله الكافرين على المؤمنين سبيلا
آمين.
actually this sabak door was immediately two sabaks.
Maulana, from first to fourth, I did in the last 10 days, like repeatedly. So fifth is, I'm trying to strengthen now.
Every day when you are reading this to me ahead, at the same time on that same day, you need to revise the immediate 2-3 sabaks that have taken place in the last few days. Because if they already cut shut the first day when you're reading to me and then you don't revise it for the next few days, then again you become wiped off. So this is what we call sabak dhur, in other words. Pretend this is sabak what you have read to me now. Pretend this is sabak. So this is sabak dhur. In other words, the last 3 days, 4 days, sabak. You go over that.
I'll do that now. I spoke to his brother again today. He said this week he's busy. But he'll come from next week, inshallah.
I'll tell you what, I would rather you just leave it alone. Start with Javed.
Maulana, tomorrow I'm working in London. So my train from there leaves at 7. So, is it possible to give you is it possible to give it to you on train? First I'm on the phone. So around 8 o'clock, inshallah.
Don't give me what about, is it possible to give me quarter past seven?
Quarter past seven. So 7 o'clock is when I'm going to get onto the train. So
after 7.
Yeah.
About quarter past 7 we need to settle down.
Okay, inshallah.
And what time do you get off the train?
So here I'll get here about half 10. So
fine, give me a call about quarter past 7.
Okay, inshallah.
Will it be okay to meet on in the train?
I'll text you beforehand to let you know what the situation is. Thank you.
ٹھیک ہے، وہ نہیں آ رہا شرما کے، ماں کے لیے آ رہا ہے، شرم کے مارے نہیں آ رہا ہے، اس کو چلے شرم کے لیے آ رہی ہے ذرا. ہاں وہ میں نے حضرت جی کو کل میسج میں نے بھیجا تھا نا،
صدق اللہ العظیم.
واٹس یور نیم بیٹا؟ کامران. ویلکم کامران بیٹا. سو ہیپی دیٹ یو ہیو جوائنڈ اس ناؤ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فقیہ ابو اللیس رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرماتے ہیں، ملک صاحب وہاں بیٹھے جو فقیہ ابو اللیث فرماتے ہیں کہ قیامت کے دن جب لوگ اپنی قبروں سے اٹھائے جائیں گے اس وقت 70 برس تو ایسی حالت میں کھڑے رہیں گے، ان بوڑھوں کو بھی بڑی مستیاں ہوتی ہیں، یہ بیچارہ بھی بوڑھا ہو رہا ہے. میرے سمیت میں جو پڑھا ہوں، بڑا تعجب ہے، میں بھی بالکل سیٹل نہیں ہوں، بالکل سیٹل نہیں ہوں. لیکن مجھے تو تقریباً 6-7 ہفتے ہو گئے، کبھی آواز ہی نہیں نکلتی، اب بالکل نہیں نکلتی، کبھی نکلتی ہے کبھی بالکل نہیں، کبھی طبیعت ٹھیک تو بدن بالکل ڈھیلا، کبھی درد بھی کرتا ہے کبھی نہیں درد کرتا، کبھی کیا کبھی کیا، ہر وقت اسی طرح.
In that curry, you make the roti chapati, dip it well in that
churi. You're going to make it?
Yes, in that churi.
And then you bring it for everybody?
And then you bring it for everybody? Yes. Nidhi June, with the most of the water, it's a big factor.
معلوم نہیں کیا وجہ ہے. یہ بیچارے عبد الغفور دیکھو کھانستے ہوئے کتنے دنوں سے, دو دن کھانسی کرو تو آدمی کہہ رہے. یہ تو ان کی ہمت ہے اور حاجی صغیر کی ہمت ہے کانوں کی. دیکھو یہ ہے ہماری تعلیم, ہماری تعلیم پہ بھی قربان جائیں. فقیہ ابو اللیث رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرماتے ہیں کہ قیامت کے دن جب لوگ اپنی قبروں سے اٹھائے جائیں گے اس وقت 70 برس تو ایسی حالت میں کھڑے رہیں گے کہ ان کی طرف التفات بھی نہ ہوگا. وہ اس پریشانی میں اتنا روئیں گے کہ آنسو ختم ہو جائیں گے اور آنسوؤں کی جگہ خون نکلنے لگے گا. اس کے بعد میدان حشر کی طرف لائے جائیں گے اور فرشتے آسمانوں سے اترنے شروع ہوں گے. ہر آسمان کے فرشتے ایک ایک حلقہ بنا کر ایک آسمان والے دوسرے آسمان والوں کے پیچھے کھڑے ہوں گے, جس کو قرآن پاک میں وَيَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنزِيلًا الْمُلْكُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقُّ لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَكَانَ يَوْمًا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ عَسِيرًا میں بتایا گیا ہے کہ جس دن آسمان بدلی پر سے پھٹ جائے گا اور فرشتے کثرت سے اتارے جائیں گے, اس دن حکومت رحمان ہی کی ہوگی, یعنی حساب کتاب جزا سزا میں کسی کا دخل نہ ہوگا, اور وہ دن کافروں پر بڑا سخت ہوگا. جس دن ظالم آدمی اپنے ہاتھ کاٹ کاٹ کھا جائے گا اور کہے گا کیا اچھا ہوتا کہ میں رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے راستے پر لگ جاتا, میری شامت کہ میں نے ایسا نہ کیا, اور کیا اچھا ہوتا کہ میں فلاں شخص کو جس نے نیک کام سے روکا دوست نہ بنایا ہوتا, اس نے مجھ کو نصیحت آنے کے باوجود اس سے بہکا دیا. اور شیطان تو انسان کو عین وقت پر سب کو کلی طور پر امداد کرنے سے جواب دے ہی دیتا ہے. ایک اور حدیث میں حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا ارشاد ہے کہ اس وقت حق تعالی شانہ کی طرف سے ارشاد ہوگا, اے جن و انس, میں نے دنیا میں تمہیں نصیحت کر دی تھی, آج تمہارے یہ اعمال تمہارے سامنے ہیں. جو شخص اپنے اعمال نامے میں بھلائی پائے وہ اللہ تعالی شانہ کا شکر ادا کرے, اور جو نیکی نہ پائے وہ اپنے آپ ہی کو ملامت کرے کہ نصیحت کی بات نہ مانی. اس کے بعد حق تعالی شانہ جہنم کو حکم فرمائیں گے, اس کا عذاب سامنے لایا جائے گا, جس کو دیکھ کر ہر شخص گھٹنوں کے بل گر جائے گا, جس کو سورہ جاسیہ میں ارشاد فرمایا, وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةً كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ تُدْعَى إِلَى كِتَابِهَا, کہ تو ہر جماعت کو دیکھے گا کہ گھٹنوں کے بل گری ہوئی ہے اور ہر جماعت اپنے اعمال نامے کی طرف بلائی جائے گی. اس کے بعد لوگوں کے درمیان میں فیصلے شروع ہو جائیں گے, حتیٰ کہ جانوروں تک کے درمیان میں بھی انصاف کیا جائے گا, اور بے سینگ والی بکری کے لیے سینگ والی بکری سے بدلہ لیا جائے گا. اس کے بعد جانوروں کو یہ حکم ہو جائے گا کہ تم مٹی بن جاؤ, تمہارا معاملہ ختم ہے. اس وقت کافر لوگ یہ تمنا کریں گے اور کافر کہے گا, یا لیتنی کنت ترابا, کاش کہ میں بھی مٹی بن جاتا. ایک حدیث میں حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا ارشاد ہے کہ لوگ جیسا کہ اپنی ماں کے پیٹ سے پیدا ہوتے ہیں ایسے ہی ننگے میدان حشر میں ہوں گے. حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا نے عرض کیا, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, سب کے سامنے ننگا ہونے سے کیسی شرم آئے گی, ایک دوسرے کو دیکھیں گے. حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, اس وقت لوگ اپنی مصیبت میں اس قدر گرفتار ہوں گے کہ ایک کو دوسرے کے دیکھنے کی مہلت بھی نہ ہوگی, سب کی آنکھیں اوپر کی طرف لگی ہوئی ہوں گی, ہر شخص اپنے اعمال بد کی بقدر پسینے میں غرق ہوگا, کسی کا پسینہ پاؤں تک چڑھا ہوا ہوگا, کسی کا پنڈلی تک, کسی کا پیٹ تک, کسی کا منہ تک آیا ہوا ہوگا. فرشتے عرش کے چاروں طرف حلقہ بنائے ہوئے ہوں گے, اس وقت ایک ایک شخص کا نام لے کر پکارا جائے گا, جس کو پکارا جائے گا وہ مجمع سے نکل کر وہاں حاضر ہوگا. جب وہ حق تعالی شانہ کے سامنے حاضر کیا جائے گا تو اعلان کیا جائے گا کہ اس کے ذمے جس جس کا مطالبہ ہو وہ آ جائے, اس کے ذمے جس جس کا کوئی حق ہوگا یا اس کی طرف سے اس پر کسی قسم کا ظلم ہوگا وہ ایک ایک کر کے پکارا جائے گا اور اس کی نیکیوں میں سے ان کے حقوق ادا کیے جائیں گے, اور اگر نیکیاں نہیں ہوں گی یا نہیں رہیں گی تو ان لوگوں کے گناہ اس پر ڈال دیے جائیں گے, اور جب وہ اپنے گناہوں کے ساتھ دوسرے گناہوں کو بھی سر لے لے گا تو اس سے کہا جائے گا کہ جا اپنی حاویہ میں چلا جا, جس کا ذکر القارعہ میں ہے. اس شدت کو دیکھتے ہوئے کوئی مقرب فرشتہ یا نبی ایسا نہ ہوگا جس کو اپنا خوف نہ ہو, مگر وہ لوگ جن کو حق تعالی شانہ محفوظ فرما دے. اللہ تعالی اس دن کی ہولناکیوں سے اللہ تعالی ہماری حفاظت فرمائے. حدیث میں آتا ہے کہ جہاں یہ بتایا جاتا ہے کہ ایک دن قیامت کا 1000 سال کے برابر یا 50,000 سال کے برابر, لیکن وہی ایک دن قیامت کا ایک مومن کے لیے صرف اتنا ہوگا جیسے عصر اور مغرب کے درمیان کا وقت. جیسے پریشانی میں گھڑیاں بہت آہستہ آہستہ گزرتی ہے اور پوری رات پریشانی میں گزارنی بڑی مشکل لگتی ہے, ایسا لگتا ہے کہ 100 سال راتوں میں گزارے, لیکن جب میٹھی نیند آ رہی ہو تو کیسے رات پوری ہو جاتی ہے پتہ نہیں چلتا کہ فجر بھی گئی. تو ہاں جی, تو اسی طریقے پر قیامت کا مسئلہ ہے کہ وہاں مومنوں کے لیے خوشحالی ہے. جی, اللہ تعالیٰ ان سے دلوں سے خوف نکال دے گا, وہ سکون کے ساتھ ہوں گے, لہٰذا پتہ نہیں چلے گا کہ وقت کیسے گزر گیا. جب اس سے پہلے جام کوثر بھی پیا ہوا ہوگا, حضور کی صحبت نصیب ہوگی, تو کہاں پتہ چلے گا کہ یہ اتنا لمبا عرصے کا دن کہاں گزرا. عصر مغرب کے درمیان کے وقت کے برابر وہ دن گزر جائے گا, وہ بھی اللہ کرے کہ عصر مغرب کا وقت وہ عصر مغرب کا وقت جو مسجد عمر کا ہے کہ بہت چھوٹا سا. جی انشاءاللہ. صحیح رکھ دی, بہت وہ مزہ نہیں آیا رمضان.
تین قسم کی تعلیم تھی اس کے,
وہ ادھر کبھی ادھر جائے کبھی ادھر جائے, لیکن چلو شروع کر دیں گے, ایک نئی چیز سیکھنے کی ملتی ہے.
یہ جو اتنی حدیثیں الحمدللہ
صحیح سن چکے ہیں, صحیح کہا, لیکن یہ ہے کہ یہ موت اور قیامت, مجھے تو ان چیزوں سے بڑی دلچسپی ہوتی ہے. موت کی باتیں, کفن دفن کی باتیں, بس میں چاہتا ہوں پڑھتا رہوں, سناتا رہوں, سنتا رہوں. جی, لیکن چلو اس کو بھی رکھیں گے انشاءاللہ. جب الیین کے اندر ہماری روح پہنچے گی جہاں نیک لوگوں کی روحیں ہوتی ہیں, تو تمام رشتہ داروں سے, دوست احباب سے ملاقات ہوگی جن کی روحیں وہاں ہیں, تو ایک دوسرے سے ملتے ہیں, تو ایک دوسرے کے متعلق پوچھتے بھی ہیں کہ اس کا کیا حال ہے. تو یہ جو نیا جانے والا ہے وہ تو کہتا ہے کہ وہ تو کب سے مر گیا, یہاں نہیں آیا. کہتے نہیں یہاں تو نہیں آیا. تو پھر سب کہتے ہیں استغفر اللہ, پھر تو وہ وہاں پہنچا ہوگا سجین میں. تو وہ افسوس بھی کرتے ہیں. پھر تو روحیں ملتی ہیں, روحیں ایک جگہ رہتی ہے, باپ داداؤں سے ملاقات ہوگی, بشرطے کے سب ہی نیک لوگ ہیں. وہاں جی عبد الغفور بھی ملیں گے, لیکن کھانسی نہیں ہوگی انشاءاللہ. کھانسی کا بندوبست کر ہی لیں گے. یہ ان کی ہمت ہے کہ اتنی بیماری کے ساتھ بھی پھر بھی پانچوں نماز کا اہتمام کر رہے ہیں الحمدللہ. چلو کون سا پیج ہے؟ پیج 8 درود شریف نمبر 16. پیج 8 درود شریف نمبر 18. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وآل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وآل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين وخاتم النبيين محمد عبدك ورسولك إمام الخير وقائد الخير ورسول الرحمة. اللهم بعثه مقاما محمودا يغبط به الأولون والآخرون. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي محمد. Page 33, Evening Duas. Allahumma bika amsayna wa bika asbahna wa bika nahya wa bika namut wa ilayka al-masir. Amsayna ala fitratil islam wa ala kalimatil ikhlas wa ala dini nabiyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala millati abina Ibrahim hanifan muslima wa ma kana minal mushrikeen. Allahumma inni أمسيت أشهدك وأشهد حملة عرشك وملائكتك وجميع خلقك أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك وأن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم إني أمسيت وشهدك ووشهد حملة عرشك وملائكتك وجميع خلقك أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك وأن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم إني أمسيت أشهدك وأشهد حملة عرشك وملائكتك وجميع خلقك أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك وأن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم إني أمسيت أشهدك وأشهد حملة عرشك وملائكتك وجميع خلقك أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك وأن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا. اللهم ما أمسى بي من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك فلك الحمد ولك الشكر. أمسينا وأمسى الملك لله والحمد لله لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. ربي أسألك خير ما في هذه الليلة وخير ما بعدها وأعوذ بك من شر ما في هذه الليلة وشر ما بعدها. أمسينا وأمسى الملك لله رب العالمين. اللهم إني أسألك خير هذه الليلة فتحها ونصرها ونورها وبركتها وهداها وأعوذ بك من شر ما فيها وشر ما بعدها. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. سبحان الله وبحمده لا قوة إلا بالله ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشاء لم يكن. أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء شيءٍ علما. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب عرش عظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب عرش عظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب عرش عظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب عرش عظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. استغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت، خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. أعوذ بك من الشر ما صنعت، أبو لك بنعمتك علي وأبو لك بذنبي، فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق، أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق، أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك أستغيث، أصلح لي شأني كله ولا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك أستغيث، أصلح لي شأني كله ولا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك أستغيث، أصلح لي شأني كله ولا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين. اللهم عالم الغيب والشهادة، فاطر السماء السماوات والأرض، رب كل شيء ومليكه، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أعوذ بك من شر نفسي وشر الشيطان وشركه. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، وأعوذ بك من العجز والكسل، وأعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، وأعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم عافني في بدني، اللهم عافني في سمعي، اللهم عافني في بصري، لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم عافني في بدني، اللهم عافني في سمعي، اللهم عافني في بصري، لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم عافني في بدني، اللهم عافني في سمعي، اللهم عافني في بصري، لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة، اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية في ديني ودنياي وأهلي ومالي. اللهم استر عوراتي وآمن روعاتي، اللهم احفظني من بين يدي ومن خلفي وعن يميني وعن شمالي ومن فوقي، وأعوذ بعظمتك أن أغتال من تحتي. لا إله إلا الله، 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 لا إله لا إله إلا الله، 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 الله 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 الله. سبحان الله وبحمده، سبحان الله العظيم، 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 سبحان الله والحمد لله، ولا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان الله والحمد لله، ولا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان الله والحمد لله، ولا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت بيده الخير، وهو على كل شيء قدير. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت بيده الخير، وهو على كل شيء قدير.
Subhanallah, 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 Alhamdulillah, 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 Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, 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 Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minal zalimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minal zalimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minal zalimin. سامعین کرام توجہ فرمائیں, کل جمعرات ہمارا آ گیا ہے. ایسی جمعرات اور پیر کے دن کا آنا ہمارے لیے مبارک ہو. انشاءاللہ ہم سب شوال کے روزوں کا اہتمام جاری رکھنا چاہتے ہیں, اور انشاءاللہ آئندہ کل ہم روزے کے ساتھ ہوں گے. سحور اینڈز اپروکسیمیٹلی 3:22. You must close your suhoor by approximately 3:20, and inshallah after which Fajr time begins. However, here the Jamaat will still take place at its normal time at 4:45.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي الصلاة حي الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا والصلاة القائمة آت محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة وباس مقام محمود الذي وعده إنك لا تخلف الميعاد رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد النبي ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله حي للصلاه حي للصلاه حي للفلاح حي للفلاح قد قامت الصلاه قد قامت الصلاه الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله
الله اكبر
سبحانك
الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون
الله أكبر سبحان ربي أنا عظيم سبحان ربي أنا عظيم سمع الله لمن حمده
اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد
كثيرا الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى الله أكبر
اللهم اغفر لنا
الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى الله أكبر
بسم الله الرحمن
الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
الله أكبر. سبحان ربي سبحان ربي العظيم. سمع الله لمن حمده. اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلالك. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده. الله أكبر.
التحيات لله والصلاة.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم. سمع الله لمن حمده.
اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد.
الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى الله أكبر.
التحيات
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله. I'm sure everybody's aware by now, Hafiz Aqib has got married recently in the last few days. He has brought some mithai and khajur most probably as a way of sharing his happiness with everyone at Masjid-e-Umar. Kindly enjoy it as you leave.
Move all these chairs. I think that's come a bit more here. Switch off all the unnecessary lights in the background.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وأهل بيته أجمعين أما بعد Many congratulations to Akib, Muazzam sister. It's a special favor of Allah for bringing two people who may be very, very strange to each other until the point of nikah, to bring them so close to one another and to fill each other's hearts with love and affection. This is a very special blessings of Allah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even counts it as a special favor in the Quran. And it's so true, if your partner is a pious partner, then there is no better happiness, better source of happiness for you than her. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, خَيْرُ مَتَاعِ الدُّنْيَا, the most profitable thing of this dunya, the most profitable thing of this dunya is al-mar'atu الصَّالِحَةِ, a pious woman, a pious partner is supposed to be the best source of happiness and best source of profit. No wealth or nothing in the world can profit you, can benefit you as much as your own pious partner. Not only does it have the worldly benefits, it has a lot of spiritual benefits. This is why nikah and to get married is regarded as half iman. Marriage and nikah can count as half of your iman and half of your deen. Once you've got a partner, Abbas has got a partner, then suddenly Abbas will find that he'll become stable in his deen, in his modesty. How cool, calm, collected Abbas will become. How it becomes now easier to arrange all the lifestyle. Until then, Abbas is all over the place. His mind is all over the place. His eyes are all over the place. Everything is all over the place. Of course, Abbas, this name is just an example, but it applies to Aymal and everyone else. Many people have said, and I say it also, and I endorse it, that the good nikah ceremony that we had at YMA, which was arranged and officiated so simply, we all enjoyed it thoroughly. Although I wasn't part of the meal, sad for me. But yes, just the majlis was very good. And we could feel the ruhaniyat in it. It wasn't that we had a big bayan or something, nothing. We never had anything. We just sat together in the masjid. We had nikah in the masjid. And there was simple food served in just that simple building of YMA that we can criticize all day how it is. But does it really matter? Part of walima wa Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been on a journey of jihad. They were all soldiers. Whilst they were all soldiers, he alayhi salam, on one occasion he gets married whilst on jihad. Walima is prepared on jihad whilst on route. And nothing is prepared. Whatever you've got in your bag, throw it down on the dastarkhan. There was no time for preparation for he alayhi salam to go out of his way to prepare it. But we must express the gratitude to Allah for this favor. We haven't got everything. I don't have anything for my own self to serve to everyone. So whatever, whoever's got anything with them, just bring it out on the dastarkhan and we'll all enjoy it together. Walima. What is the venue? Somewhere in the desert which nobody knows. Was it decided beforehand? No. Invitation circulated? No. Any fancy cards and hundreds of thousands of pounds spent on all this? No. So yes, a simple nikah has a lot of benefit. It has a lot of rahmat and barakat in it. It has a lot of ruhaniyat in it. And if you look at the society today, and whilst we've just had Akib's nikah and he's here also, and you guys will be soon having your own nikah sooner or later, it's good to discuss these things, that listen, where is society going? Where is our culture taking us? from this such a simple, blessed, noble, holy gathering, how are we twisting it and turning into something so different altogether? And why are we doing this? And if you look at it from the very beginning, how everything is wrong. Everything is wrong from the very beginning until right until the end. Everything is wrong. The engagement, what goes on in the engagement, and the very lavish venues that will be hired, £16,000 for a hall for 4 hours. £16,000 for 4 hours. On top of that, there will be hundreds of people who will be buying clothes. Whoever's coming, they all want new clothes, they all want to... So can you imagine the amount of money that has gone behind this wedding? Let's not talk about the mahar and whatever, the lavish stuff. And then again, you'll have those people who will be the dancers. And you hire Sikh men, and you will hire Hindus, and you will hire all sorts of men. They will come with bands. And you'll dance, and our sisters will dance, and our women folk will dance. And then, on one hand, they will say, let's have Kirat as well. So we'll have Kirat, we'll have Naat. And then we'll also have the Sikh people also coming to do the dancing as well. It's like a mockery thing, like it's like, you know, the other day I was talking about intercontinental deen. So you have Maulvi coming in as well, let him do something, you'll have Kari coming and he's doing something, you'll have Anath Khan coming and he's doing something, and then you'll have the dancers as well, they'll be coming as well and they're doing their part as well. And I know why, whether you guys, you are the ones, it's your nikah, it's your wedding, and you should be in control of the situation. I don't want this. I would rather spending, you tell your parents, I would rather you spending 20, 30, 40,000 behind a lavish wedding, you just give me that money as a deposit for my new house, so I can start my life from. House is essential. There is nothing more important than your own house. Today you've got £40,000-£50,000 to splash out, and tomorrow you'll walk into the street, into the banks, knocking on their door, begging for money. I want mortgage. I have got no money. A bust, true, isn't it? Yesterday, the way everything took place, as though you're the richest person in the city. Limousines and all sorts of fancy cars and everything, the video camera guys. And if somebody was to look at the wedding, then they would say, wow, this is a very, very rich family. Okay? And next day on Monday, this was on Saturday, Sunday. On Monday, you go knocking on the door, I want mortgage. And you haven't even got 10% to put as your deposit. So where is your akal gone? People who were supposed to be the most akalmand, most intellectual, most wise, suddenly these days Muslims have become the most stupid people. And this stupidity runs in every department. You see the most stupid thing. Example, you will have very good, fantastic Ramadan that everybody in Jubbah, Taraweeh, Zikr, Quran, Duas, everything. Next day, you see Eid day, you will see now the whole city is packed out with different things altogether now. Let me pass on the mic on to you and let me see what your thoughts are on this subject. Give me your thoughts on the subject and give me your sort of, what sort of wedding would you like to have for your own self? And it's nice to discuss this. You know, with this discussion, zehen banta hai. Do you understand, Saukari? Zehen banta hai? No? Your mindset, it changes by listening to in a group. You know, group discussion. Why group discussion? And you know, more and more, like in schools and in educational establishments, they're bringing in this sort of group discussion. This way, whatever their agenda is, they want to knock that agenda by bringing it on the table and discussing on it. Who better to start with on this subject than Tariq? But I hope he doesn't take all the time in the world. I know whatever input is going to be very instrumental. My only fear is the time factor. But of course I can stop him whenever I feel that he needs to stop. Meri shadi, haan. Jab main karunga, yahan se shuru karo.
नहीं इससे पहले मैं ये बात करना चाहता हूँ कि आजकल के जितने भी नौजवान हैं ये तो शादी इनको देखते हैं कि शादी है ये एक इज़ला का ठेल बट दे डोंट अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज़ अटैच्ड टू द ठेल एंड इन रियलिटी इट इज़ अ बिग एलिफेंट दैट्स अटैच्ड टू द ठेल ये आपको 10 20 30 साल के बाद महसूस होगा कि शादी की रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी क्या होती है They underestimate what aam shaadi hai, but they don't know what shaadi is. ये एक हाथी होता है, तो उसका जो ठेल है, सिर्फ इनको ये ठेल नजर आता है, हाथी नजर नहीं आता। बात जैसे हम मुसलमान हैं, हमारी तो जो सही हज़ूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के रेकमेंडेशन पे शादी होनी चाहिए, जैसे जैसे उन्होंने की है। सुन्नत के तरीके से
यू नो यस
और दूसरी बात यह है कि अगर कल्चर के अगर दीन के खिलाफ नहीं है तो दैट्स अलाउड
शल आई व्हेन तारिक सेज अबाउट सिंपलिसिटी सिंपलिसिटी इज सच अ गोल्डन प्रिंसिपल दैट वेयर एवर यू गोइंग टू अप्लाई इट यू विल ऑलवेज बी ओके इज नो हार्म If it will not have, if, with lots of if it doesn't have any benefits, then it will never have any harm. Simplicity. Which can be applied in any department of life. In your own clothing, in your own eating, in your own anything. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُتَكَلِّفِينَ He, alayhi salatu wasalam, was asked by Allah that, oh, tell them, وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُتَكَلِّفِينَ What does that mean? There is no takalluf in my life. There is simplicity. I don't fall into complications, in other words. I don't tax and task myself over my ability. I have to keep it as simple as it should be. Allah instructed him that tell people that this is your nature. There is no takalluf. And if nikah, because nikah, do you know what? Nikah is just not something like, you know, some people will have cars and some people will not have cars. Okay? Some people will have a certain thing in a certain way and certain some other people will not be having it. Nikah is not one of those things. Nikah is a need for everyone. Everybody has to have it. Nikah is a need for the rich and it's a need for the poor. It's a need for everyone. if the standard of nikah is kept very high, then who will be able to make it? Only the rich people will be able to make it. So because it's a need of all, a need of everyone, the poor and the needy, it's important that it is kept as simple as possible so that right, everybody can accommodate and facilitate. And do you know how simple Allah has kept? How simple. You don't even have to invite more than two people for the nikah. You've got two, three people. If you've got two, three people, your nikah is done. Those are your witnesses. And your nikah is done. Why just simple as that? Even with two people, sometimes you will think, wow, people can take wrong advantage of this because this is so simple. But no, the whole point is, it's a need, it's a daily need. It's a repeated need. Some people will need more nikah than just once in their lifetime. And therefore, the requirements should be kept as nominal as possible. So everybody can accommodate and facilitate. So now once simplicity is promoted, now even the most poor person, he can get his daughter married off. The most poorest man, he can also get married. A man came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I want to get married. So he alayhi salam looked at him. What do you have? Nothing. How much Quran do you know? Not much, but I know Qul huwa Allah and I know this and I know this. Fine. This is your mahar. You will teach your woman Qul huwa Allah wahad. The fact that you've got Quran, this is mahar. Go ahead. Of course, this will not be acceptable generally for other people. But this is for somebody in extraordinary situation who's got nothing. And he alayhi salam, he realized because he knew him that he's absolutely got nothing. So what does it mean if you don't have anything, you don't end up marrying? No. The rules are very simple. You still go ahead. I'll get you a lady who'll be happy with that. And nikah was done. Abbas, good idea, ideas, and you would fancy something like that, wouldn't you? It's good what you think, sir. That's how simple it is. That's how simple. Can you imagine? And in the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba, wallahi, nikah were done as simply as you go out and buy a car or something. You know, when you go to buy a car and you tell your friend, listen, I've seen this car, can you come with me, let's go and see it. So he comes in and he jumps into your car and you go out and see it and you buy it. And he says, hey, you're fine. Oh yes, you look at it, yeah, it's fine. So you bring it, finish. Now you tell everybody, oh, I've got a car in the house. That's how they conducted marriages. There were times when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wouldn't know that he's got married. There were times when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wouldn't know that a sahabi has got married. For example, I think I can remember Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him and he saw this very special perfume on his clothes. And he said, what's up, Abdul Rahman, you got married? He goes, yeah, last night I got married. Who doesn't know? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it's not that the whole world knows and he alayhi salam doesn't know. I keep to understand. It's not that Ustaji doesn't know and everybody else know. Nobody knew. Except maybe family members. This is how simply the nikahs were conducted. Again, janaza, something very similar. Sometimes if in the evening or after Isha Salat, if janaza somebody passed away, they wouldn't go knocking on the door and screaming and wailing in the city all night, crying about it and knocking on the door of he alayhi salam. Of course, that would be the first door to knock, especially on this very tragic occasion. to attain Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessings, but simplicity embedded in their system, and hence they wouldn't even tell Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would immediately bathe the body, wrap the body with kafan, and at night would just bury them and maybe inform them the next day. Sometimes he would ask, where is that person? Or how come I don't see that person? And they would tell him that, oh, they've passed away. And we didn't want to disturb you in the middle of the night. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amazing, isn't it? And look at this. When things are kept with Sharia, with Allah, and who's greater than Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Sharia, if everything is kept with them, look at the barakat and the simplicity. And now the same issue is handed over to the people now, cultures and community. Look what a big meal they've made out of it. Look what a big meal they've made out of it. When this issue was handed out to the people now, you decide how you want to do your marriages. Look how when men, they took this matter in their hands, how complicated they made it. So it's become commercial. Yes, it's become commercial. You give me £20 and I'll give you £20. You didn't only give me £5, I'll only give you £5. And I have seen that people sit at the front of the hall, at the reception, with the table, with the register, and they write down how much did Katana give. So you stand in the queue and say, my name is Muazzam Katana, my address is so and so, and they write, yes, so and so, paid £5. And this will be saved for many years to come, so that we can check on our occasion how much did they pay, so we can pay something similar on those lines on their occasion. And they will do the same, they'll have a diary. Allahu Akbar. Khatam ho raha hai? Alhamdulillah. They won't even feed you. Yes, £5 is that. I'm just going giving as an example.
I'm going to tell you. And people were just laughing.
Chalo, ji.
To ye bhi khatam ho raha silsila.
Chalo, Allah kare. So anyway, it's commercial and it's a big fitna. It's a big your iman is in danger. Sharam haya is in danger. Everything. Chalo, next. If you want to say anything, Tariq, add anything you want to say. आप दूसरी शादी कैसे करोगे?
दूसरी वो हनफी तरीके से जो होगी वो पहले बीवी से इजाजत कर लेनी पड़ेगी.
क्या मतलब हनफी तरीके? हनफी में पहले बीवी से इजाजत लेना थोड़ी.
सिस्टम बनाया हुआ है.
चलो माइक दे दो आगे. हाँ, चलो मे बी इफ यू रिकॉल the way we conducted Rashid's, Yusuf's, even my daughter's. So simple, alhamdulillah. And I think the boys already knew my thoughts on it. I think maybe amongst the ulamas, I'm one of the most strictest on this issue. I'm quite surprised not many ulamas are speaking on the issue. Ji. So yes, they were all very, very simple. In fact, I can recall, I was sat with Rashid's father-in-law. He said that my family is quite big, at least I have to bring so many people. I said, yes, I can allow you to bring so many people, but then again, how would it look? From my side, there will be 5-10 people, and from your side, will be 70-80 people. It doesn't look nice. So yes, but yes, we kept it as simple as we possibly did. We could. There was no hiring of the hall. Maybe I think Rashid will remember and he can mention a few things. Ji, go ahead. Chalo ji. Next, chalo. Chalo ko. It's just a free discussion, talk about anything on the subject. And it could be, maybe your thoughts are different, then fine, express those thoughts. But be ready for the counter attack as well. Abbas Fair? Yes, Abbas is my favorite student. Yes, carry on.
Yeah, as mentioned, mine was very simple. Nikah in masjid, and on the nikah day, from what the girl's family, they'd arranged a simple hall, food. Next day, walima, similar to Akib's at YMA with very few people. And that was it, basically.
But there was no other, another walima in the whole Akib, remember? Like, there was an YMA, and then there was another one again somewhere else after some days. Do know that. In fact, shall I tell you one thing which maybe Rashid doesn't remember? On his nikah day, which was going to take in Manchester in the morning, we got late. Right? We got late. In the last minute, somebody came in the morning to our house to visit us at that morning when we were about to leave to go to Manchester for the nikah. We couldn't say, go home, go away. So we had to entertain them for a while. That way then I think I got lost a bit on the way as well. And yes, we got late in the nikah as well. But yes, it was just a simple nikah anyway, so it didn't matter much. Not just like your own experience, but I want you to add more of your thoughts on the subject.
I think you know what you mentioned about extravagance in nikahs and weddings. I think looking at all these guys sat here, mashallah, they're all simple lads. I don't think there's any of the guys nowadays that come out at their wedding time and they have such demands that I want this and I want that. I think this nowadays comes more from the girl's side, that this is her day, her one opportunity where she'll be seen, and she would probably want everything to be of a certain standard. And the demands are probably all from the girl's side. I don't know if I'm wrong, if anybody else would like to clarify on this.
Whether it's right or wrong, whether it's like, why should a girl, okay, we're not like that, boys are not like that. Why should they have those stupid, silly demands when a woman is supposed to keep her life and everything on a low profile? She should be the one that, no, how can I, what do you expect? Do you expect me to what, eat cake and feed you in front of everyone, or walk with you with everyone, or kiss you in front of everyone? You understand? She should be having more haya. Ye toh I cannot do this. That I cannot do this in front of everyone. This is a romance. This should be behind closed doors. I can't sit with your friends around. This should be more significantly coming out from her, that I can't do this all. It's against my haya and modesty. Ji. Okay, fine, let's see what others have to say. And again, what I'm saying, the other point is, just like Rashid is saying that, yes, I don't think so, boys are into this and boys want this, especially these boys who are here, then why are you different? Because alhamdulillah, you've remained attached with the masjid, attached with the Quran, attached with deen, so you have that basic common sense. So why shouldn't girls have this basic common sense then? Have they been to synagogues? You have been to masjids, they've been what, to temples? They should be having those foundational understanding of our deen. जी Yes. In other words, she is more a man. I think it's good the way he's put it, Rashid has put it. Yes, we men, the way men, wow, I'm getting a woman and that's about it. That's everything for me. Forget about the fame, name, who's eaten, who hasn't, who's come and who hasn't. All right, look how Abbas is laughing. Yes, so true, isn't it? No, it's not simple. It's you just into getting a woman. It's not simple. And the woman for her is not just about I'm getting a man. You know, that's the way a woman is. Right, okay. But she's more into fame. She's more into fame, name and fame. Right. But again, this understanding is so low. This understanding is so low. This name and fame, the hadith says that if anybody puts on clothes for name and fame in this dunya, for name and fame, she will dress up, or a man will dress up for name and fame, right? How he wants to show people how good he looks or how rich he is. Then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will force him to wear the clothes of disgrace. Very authentic hadith. أَلْبَسَهُ اللَّهُ لِبْسَةَ الْمَذَلَّةَ أَوْ كَمَا قَادَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Yes, Mr. Zawqari, how are you going to have your nikah? Rashid is already past it, so you?
Anastasia, I think keeping it simple, like you said, is good.
Simple, you Yemenis until 12 o'clock and 1 a.m. Beep, beep, beep. So silly. And I hate it. Come on, we should understand what sort of country we're living in. Here in this country, people are not allowed to horn even if, you know, after 10 p.m. or something like that. 11. And you guys constantly obstructing traffic and everyone. This is not good. And main roads of the city. And you talk to me about simplicity. Yes, carry on, Zawqari.
So I think keeping it simple is best because it just complicates things, especially in future, as well financially and everything. And I have a friend that was married recently, and he only invited a few family members from their side and a few family from his side, and kept it simple after the nikah, and a few close friends. So there was no big wedding, no big hall, nothing. So I think I got that. The idea from him was good. And it does relate to what Rashid said, that there mainly is women that want to do big weddings and big halls and have music and everything. There is Yemeni weddings where they do invite men and they dance and they eat after that. So mainly they just sit down and chew.
At least I think with what it is with the Arab culture, your attention, with the Arab, generally what I've seen, with the Arab, Somali and Yemeni culture, what I've seen, at least there is that full segregation. Is it or there isn't?
Yes, I've never seen
a mixed one.
Yeah, I've never seen
it. Yes, so they do have that segregation. At least if you have that segregation, that cuts down so many fitnas. You know, now if women just dance within themselves, right, fine. If there are no male involvement, they're just women, right, fine. It's a different thing. If they dress well, it's a different thing. That can be tolerated to a certain extent. And you know when Zawqari is saying about complication, when you arrange something big, like you want to hire a hall and then food and so on, there is always you are going to upset some people whilst arranging all this. You'll fall out with somebody in the house whilst arranging all this. You know, and the lots of complication is just within arranging things. Within arranging things. Abbas?
family next. Man, woman, any man, any woman. Or hands make a big circle, they all dance to them.
Chalo jayenge inshallah.
Yes, so Saji, I 100% agree with you. Keeping it simple is important. I think what the issue is nowadays is, like you said, is culture and also like the idea of competition as well. Like people showing off, oh, my wedding, like it's mainly, I guess, the family side of it, like family showing off how certain so-and-so's wedding was, etc. And I remember when you said about, you know, not inviting as many people. I think nowadays the issue is people get upset even if you don't want, like, even if you don't want to invite people, people still get upset. So unfortunately, I think culture is the issue, and that's, it's probably going to be like this until people have knowledge of how Islam actually works in terms of marriage.
So how is your wedding going to be, a person?
Inshallah, in YMA Ustaji, you'll be there. That's inshallah, but very simple style, you're not, not following the culture or anything like that.
Will there be second walima though?
I haven't thought that far. Probably, no. I don't know if that, I don't know how it really works.
Just 1 second, was one thing. You know, some of you are saying that it's the girl's side and it's not us, right? At the beginning especially, when you're not married yet, there are so many things you can impose. You can tell to the girl's side that I won't be entertaining this. Do you understand? You are in charge, you are in control of quite a few things. All right. So you could say, I'm not going to have this. I cannot have this. Mm-hmm. So you can put your foot down at the beginning and say, no, this is not going to be acceptable. Generally, it's not number one arranged. And even if it's arranged, then you make it very clear that this is... And if you are looking for someone who is compatible to you, and if she doesn't have that basic understanding and she is not on your wavelength, she's not keeping it, she's not worth keeping. Who doesn't like the idea of keeping a low profile, who doesn't like the idea of sharam and haya, who doesn't like the idea of simplicity, who is after name and fame, lavishness and everything, and be hayai, I don't want that woman. That already shows what she's all about. That already shows what she's about. I'm not interested. Gee, next time is short and... yes, Aukari?
So what about, you know, when doing the class, they put the contract name, some females say that if he gets married again, then they get divorced.
Yes, we'll come to that, inshallah. Let's just get over this one. Gee. Yes, let's hear from Ikram as well, inshallah. Our next sort of groom shall be more or less Ikram, inshallah.
I was going to say exactly what Abbas said.
Okay, what sort of wedding are you going to have, Ikram?
Simple Ustaji.
Not even Safdar Ustaji then?
Anju Ustaji.
Not even me then?
No, Anju.
I said not even Safdar Ustaji.
No, he can come.
He'll do the same. He'll say, practice a sunnah. Good, I don't mind. If you haven't told the whole world and then I don't get to know, I don't have a problem. I'll have a problem when you've told the whole world and you've kept it secret from me, then yes, I'll have a problem. Gee. Okay, Hassan, sorry, not Hassan, what's his name? Ozair, yes.
I think people worry too much about the wedding day and they don't think about a marriage and how a marriage should work. They worry too much about the day being perfect.
Like Tariq was saying, we're only looking at the elephant's tail, but we're not looking at the big body ahead of it.
Yeah, so that's basically the same thing what you were saying, isn't it? That's it.
And your wedding?
In YMA, inshallah.
And then further elsewhere as well, they all keep it at YMA. No, honestly, the guy is kept at YMA. Everybody YMA does that.
I'm just gonna have one day at YMA and that's it. Inshallah. Huh?
Gee, next.
Time is short.
Allah, just Allahumma. Let's hear from you.
So, I don't want to repeat everything. I agree with everything, but just to add on. Firstly, if you keep it simple, I'm not saying my wife does this. Alhamdulillah, I think my wedding was simple. Till the end, you'll always hear that it should have been a bit better. You know what I mean? So you'll always hear that that my day could have been better.
Mm-hmm.
Although I believe, and from experience, that following the sunnah and the simplicity, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that it does bring blessings even when you're going through the toughest of phases in life. So I believe this, that by keeping the nikah simple, following the sunnah, through the blessings of that, many times I feel that you look at other people's situations, if they're going through a similar situation, the marriage might not have lasted. You've got to make up certain things to motivate yourself and believe in the sunnah and the blessings and the power behind the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the thing is, you'll study that, you know, when you say that if the woman doesn't have that haya in her to keep her low-key profile, walking down the aisle and everything in front of people, which obviously I don't agree in front of, especially if the woman is doing things in front of the men and it's not segregated. What if she wants it to be as good as it can within the Sharia? For example, now the masajid today, they may not be as Masjid Nabi was at one time, or as Masjid Haram was at one time. And now you look at chandeliers and all sorts of stuff in the masajid. People may claim that that's not following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or many other things. So if the wedding is done maybe in a hall to accommodate more people, but it's done within Sharia, segregation, no music, no dancing, none of this. And especially in the society we're living in today, where people don't want to take heed of the sunnah, they don't even want to know what the sunnah is anyway, of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then should we compromise and meet somewhere, as long as it's not going out of the fold of the Sharia, that you have a hall, you serve good food if you want, call as many people as you want, but as long as nothing out of the fold of Islam, which makes it haram. Okay, maybe not fully to the T following the sunnah, but then I think that's my argument on, not my take on it. If it was up to me, and I, like I said to you before, that the six of us siblings at home, when you're arranging something, the more extravagant you're making it, you'll fall out with someone. But the more simple you make it, you'll still fall out with someone, because someone there will want it extravagant or more to that level. So my question or my take on it is that should we meet somewhere in the middle? As long as we're not crossing the border of halal to haram, then...
Yes, an important issue raised, and a very valid one as well. Any activity which is Sharia compliant, nobody can object and nobody should object of its permissibility and validity. So yes, if nikah is arranged in maybe a good hall, nice food, and you invite more people, there's no harm. True, there is no harm. As long as no article of the occasion violates the command of Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there is no harm. It's acceptable, it's jais. Simple, it's jais. And there is no two answers here. It's acceptable. However, what I will say even on top of that even knowing that it's permissible, still let us avoid. Why? Because at the moment this is where the society is, right up there. In order to show our condemnation, to the extravagance, let us totally do the extreme opposite to show our condemnation of what is happening in the society, to set good example that even such nikahs, simple nikahs, are also acceptable. And again, if you say that hiring good hall, whilst it's acceptable, it's not haram, but still there is certain part you could always say that there is extravagance. You have simple halls as well, and you'll have those very lavish halls as well. So again, question is whether there is extravagance in doing that. Then if there is, then yes, it is violating the command of Allah.
only saying this after you've exhausted every option to make.
Listen, Muazzam, we're not talking about, this is just me as how close I am to you guys, and I laugh it off and I say things directly, indirectly, in a joking way or whatever. We're not talking about your issue at all. Yeah, we just generally talking about, yes, as you said, there is nothing wrong in arranging a marriage where a hall is hired, met lots of people, good food, no harm. No harm.
Thank you. As a man, we should try to keep it. As men here, we should try to put that foot down and say, this is what we want. If they're not budging, let's say, or the family members, and then I'm saying, maybe if you doesn't, that's one. Not, of course, I agree completely that the best thing is, the ideal is that it's simple, as simple as it can be. But how much do you negotiate and compromise? That's what my real question is. That's what I was saying.
So yeah, I agree with everybody and what they say in terms of simplicity and you know, not being extravagant. But I also agree with the fact that, and what Tariq Uncle said, that if something's not against the Sharia, then to an extent it is allowed. And for me,
Tariq
like,
hasn't said that.
Said that.
Muazzam said that.
So obviously things like music and dancing and no segregation and things like that to me is not acceptable in terms of a wedding. But if you're obviously hiring a hall just for example, the service or just for the food, or you're serving people good food or to a good standard without, you know, crossing the border of you know, making it into something haram, then I don't, for me personally, I think if you're in the compromising in the middle, I don't think it's, you know, crossing the line to that extent. But of course I agree with simplicity. I think you should try to do it as simple as possible.
Yes, your views are exactly like Muslim, like a proper photocopy. Ji, next. Okay, next. Inko Hosef, Bilal ko do ya inko ji.
There's a prophet at this one, sir. Which the prophet said when he attended one wedding.
Come on, contribute. At least your thoughts. Chalo, Aymal ko do. Aymal will make good contribution. Yes.
Ustaji, well, I've never even been to a wedding in my life where I wore like a suit, or like there's been cars hired out. We've always had simple weddings.
MashaAllah.
So I'm just going to keep it simple as well, inshallah.
InshaAllah. So you've never been to a wedding where you've never been to a wedding where you've seen any of
like
this?
Suits, like, you know, Western ones. No,
not like that. MashaAllah. Good.
It's always been segregated.
You know, these days now, the couple, they also, not just with the limousine and that, they also come on a helicopter. Have you heard of all this?
Yes.
Helicopters are also, mashallah, utilized. NG. And I don't know this, I can't remember what other things. Sometimes in football stadiums, now football stadiums are very, very expensive. So you will have, you know, football stadium at Anfield and Stamford Bridge. Yes. Carry on.
So obviously I've been brought up with the mindset of a simple wedding anyway. So inshallah I'll have a simple one.
Inshallah. Of course, the first phase is to get the marriage arranged, isn't it, with someone,
inshallah,
to find the right Aymala. To find Aymala.
Inshallah.
Hey, Charles.
So, gee, I agree with a lot of what's been said, and I think Brother Akib's nikah has inspired a lot of us. It was done very well, ran very smoothly, and it was an enjoyable event. MashaAllah. May Allah grant him blessings in his nikah.
And you?
For mine, Ustaji, I want it to be like Brother Akib's, but you'll have to speak to my dad, whoever he wants.
MashaAllah, as far as your dad is concerned, MashaAllah, with his level of deen and understanding of deen, he's not into these things at all. I'm not sure about the cultural pressure and the peer pressure, but he himself, within himself, and mashallah, your mum is no different. Whatever little or more we know about your mum, You've just got to be learn how to be a bit more firm with these things. The other thing what I generally have to say about this is say that, listen, our occasion, for example, if it's my daughter, then the first day is my occasion, the nikah is my occasion. Let me do it the way I want. All right, and you'll just have to follow. I have to tell that family. And I'll say the next day is walima, and you are in full control. You do it the way you want. I've given my daughter from today. Whether I'll be part of it or not, that is going to be my decision on the day, knowing what sort of occasion you're going to have. But that is your occasion, and it's got nothing to do with us. In the same way, when you are getting your son married, then you will say, your first day is yours, whatever you do. See? On the second day, walima, let me do it my way. So at least that way, from your side, you be firm on how you want it to go ahead. Don't you think at least you should have the 50% say, if not 100%? And this is on a certain level, a very fair grounds to work on. What do you mean by mixed marriage?
I mean, like different cultures, do you think that causes more issues? Because obviously in Islam, do you think that causes more issues?
I've always suspected there is something fishy with you, Abbas.
No, obviously we're going around discussing about this whole thing.
You are going to bring someone Kurdish, I think.
No, I was just curious as to what's your view on it, because obviously you're not older as well. What do you think?
What you have to know that we live in a society where women have dominance in custody, family matters, domestic matters. Women have the charge and the authority and everything. So if you are going to end up getting married to a woman from outside, and if her mind and her mindset is not totally Islamic, chances are that you might end up losing your children to her deen, to her understanding, to whatever her understanding is. Remember, you are in and out of the house. You are in and out of the house. You're not spending much time at home. It is her who is molding the children. This is, but in an Islamic society where man has the dominance and authority and charge, this is why Islam has allowed a man to marry a woman from outside, but not vice versa, knowing that man will have the authority. But now things have changed. Women have the authority. So you shouldn't get married to a woman from outside until you are 100% sure of her deen, her iman, her understanding, her mindset. When you know that even getting married right with her will not endanger your progeny and your children in any way, then fine. There are so many examples. I know that boys have got married to a gori. Not a problem. We thought, fine. I've done the nikah. I can remember. I've done the nikah. Later on, now they're regretting she doesn't want to practice Islam at all because all the lust has gone now. Before, it was all about lust. It wasn't love. It was lust. Okay. So that has gone. Okay. So now it's reality. Now, when it came to reality, she doesn't like practicing. She can't practice. She cannot bring this into the children. Right. So now there is constant tussle between the two. He wants a little Islam in the children. She doesn't have anything in herself. She cannot give anything to the children. Marriages break or they just continue. And they continue to stay with a partner who is not a Muslim from the heart, who declared at one time that she is a Muslim. But no, it's not in the heart at all. So you have to be very careful, and there are some reverts who are very strong, who are stronger than ourselves, and then probably there is no harm.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الصلاة القائمة آتي محمدا الوصيلة والفضيلة وبعثه مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا.